Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Well, not welcome back. Welcome to the first official, awesome, super cool, super awesome, super awesome, super cool
podcast.
Yep. Our Naked Story podcast. So, my name is Blake Hernandez. Not Blink and not Blink. It's Blake, B-L-A-K-E, Hernandez.
Wow, you said your whole name.
I did. I don't care. Okay. I'm going to lie to everybody.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
My name's Ellie.
That's it. Just Ellie.
Just one word.
Yep. E-L-L-E. Yeah. So we're super excited to finally get this up and running. It's been a couple months now trying to like get the website set up, get the...
In the making.
Yeah. We've had a few people on the podcast already, so you guys are going to be able to see it or able to hear it because we actually just found out the video camera today.
Yeah. Some good information, some interesting people.
Yeah. So yeah, let's do the sponsor. You can do the sponsor.
I can do the sponsor?
Yeah.
So.
Today's episode.
It's brought to you. Is there an echo?
No.
It's brought to you. Today's episode is brought to you by Olive Del Ranch Family Nudist Resort. And we might have to pause. When are we going to launch this so I know what events to read out?
You can do
February?
January.
Well, no. We're already like in mid-January. So
do February.
February. Okay, so February, we have the Valentine's Dance, February 16th, starting at 8 p.m. And there's also going to be a dinner served at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do the dinner and a dance.
Yeah.
If you want to get romantic, all you couples out there.
Yeah. Or if you're by yourself.
Or, you know.
I don't know.
Valentine's Day is National Singles Day, so there you go.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. Okay, so everybody mark your calendars for Olive Dell's biggest event coming up in April. April 28th is the 10th annual 5K Bear Burrow Run.
It's so sick.
So everybody should mark their calendars and come out that weekend.
What is it?
It's a 5K, which is, what, like, almost 3 miles?
I think it's like 3 miles, yeah.
3 miles. Olive Dell is mostly cross-country running. Just keep that in mind. They do give awards. I'm not sure about prizes, but I know they give away medals.
Yeah.
The day before, they have a one-mile beer run, so every lap, you have to pound a beer.
Yeah, it's a horrible, awesome idea.
Yeah, it's a horrible, awesome idea.
It's 1 mile, and every quarter mile, you chug a beer.
And everybody has a good time.
So. Yeah, it's cool. Like, it's not like a legit, like...
People care about their times, but you know.
You just come and you do a mile, but the thing is you just
get drunk. And for our non-alcoholic friends, they have, you know, Pepsi, Soda Pop.
Soda Pop. Nobody calls it that, but okay. Cool. Yeah.
My mom calls it that.
They have the, mom's a little older. They also have the toga party. Tell them about the toga party.
Oh, the toga party is here we go. The 27th, which is Saturday. Oh, here we go. Toga dance with live band. So there's going to be live music on Saturday.
Yeah.
They've never super had awesome. That.
What was the date again?
April 27th.
Be here or be square.
There we go.
Did you know where that comes from?
No. Canada?
No. There's a thing. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'll remember.
Okay. I think for now, those are the main events here.
I can't remember the B squared part.
Okay.
Dude, it's super interesting, but I'll remember. I'll probably remember by the end. But yeah.
Just bring your computer closer. Technology.
I know. Google.
Come closer.
Yeah. See if we have the echo. It could be like echo or whatever.
Look this up.
Yeah. Where does B there or B squared?
All right.
All right. You didn't. That was perfect. That was awesome. What is Olive Dell?
Olive Dell is a family nudist resort. In
Southern California. California, you would think that with Southern California being so shiny all the time, that there'd be a lot of places to be naked at.
There's a few.
Wrong.
There's a few.
Yeah, but Olive Dell is probably one of the best.
That's true.
What do we got here?
It's super chill.
Yeah.
We have a pool.
One pool.
One pool, a hot tub, a sauna, tennis court, basketball court, pickleball court, hiking trails.
We do. How many acres? 250 acres, everybody.
250 acres of hiking.
If you're a hiker, dude, come check it out. You can hike with your pants off. legally.
There's a pool table, darts, there's a thirst aid, which you donate to have some, you know, adult happy beverages.
Or children beverages.
Or children beverages. Yeah, they have
ginger ale.
Yeah, they have ginger ale.
Dr. Pepper. Diet Coke.
There's a restaurant.
There is a restaurant, and it's bomb.
Open and from like 8 to like 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Saturday night special.
Yeah. And if you guys wait, or yeah, a couple weeks, we have the chef on our podcast.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And they talk about how cool it is. So anyways, yeah. So yeah, Olive Dell. If you're in Southern California, if you're in like the LA area or San Diego area, San Bernardino area. Look at
Riverside.
Riverside. I'm not part of a gang or anything.
No. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, come check it out. You can go to their website at olivedellranch.com.
I believe.
And they will show you the directions. And you can also look. Yep. That's right.
They have an Instagram, Olive Dell Ranch.
And they're starting to post a lot more stuff
as
far as the
events.
They're
posting events.
So you will not only hear the events from us, but you will also see them if you follow Olive Dell Ranch. And I think it's just at Olive Dell Ranch is their
handle. Yes.
Handle. Yeah. So check it out. But yeah. Also, obviously you guys listening to this on our website. But you can also follow us on Twitter at Our Naked Story. You can also follow us on Instagram at
Our Naked Story.
And you can also follow us on Tumblr, which we don't really use Tumblr anymore because it kind of shut down because like the whole nudist thing. But, we still have some. We still
are
some
you still
stuff
posting
there.
From time to time?
Yeah, I'll
post
try
updates
a little
at
bit.
Least the main updates.
Yeah, so eventually, probably within the next couple of months, we'll start getting away from Tumblr. It's unfortunate, but you know, people do what they got to do. So, but yeah, so a little bit about ourselves is kind of
so,
what.
Wait, how do you want to start? Should we ask each other like our main question that we're asking all our guests?
Yeah, we could do.
How
that.
Did you?
How'd you start into nudism?
Nudism, naturism, depending on your preference of
yeah, whatever you
words.
Want to call it. If you need the label.
Yeah.
We're going to call it nudist.
So you want to start?
You want no, you can start. I want you to start.
How did
you
I?
Have a good story. Yeah.
I have a good story.
How did you start nudist, naturist, nudism?
There we go.
Action. Go.
Okay, so about 8, 9 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I moved into this house with like 5 roommates. Pretty crazy, but I had this one roommate who knew I was an artist because he saw my paintings in my room, so he asked me if he could show me some pictures, which mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, cool. He's like into photography.
Yeah.
So he's showing me these pictures, and they're really well-composed pictures of him and his girlfriend, and then slowly the clothes start to come off. And they're like, start becoming nude pictures. And I'm like, okay, those are like really, the photographer did an amazing job.
Mm.
And I'm like, all right. And I'm used to nudism because I used to sleep naked and I'm an artist. So I draw people naked for art class or whatever. So it didn't bother me. But then he invited me to Deep Creek with him and his friends. And it's like 20, 30 nudists
What's Deep Creek?
Deep Creek Hot Springs here in Southern California. Hesperia,
mm-hmm.
which from where we are is about an hour and a half drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
but you can
like,
check it out.
It's like a desert. Yeah. Yeah, if you go to like deep, if you just Google Deep Creek Hot Springs, Hesperia, Apple Valley, California,
yeah,
you'll find it.
There's so, like 3 different ways to get there. Go to Bone Ranch. It's worth it.
Yeah,
it's a good hike. Like we're not gonna get too much on the topic right now, but probably in another podcast we will. But yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. So him and his friends, 20 to 30 people, young naturists or nudists, were going out there. They used to have a group called Vita Nuda West. There's Vita Nuda and there's Vita Nuda West. And so they were all going out there for the weekend to camp and hike down to the hot springs, chill, you know, have a good time. And so he invited me to like go out with him. So I go with him, not being a nudist, mm-hmm. and I'm the only one in like a bathing suit the entire trip.
Were you nervous about like being around naked people or
no? I wasn't nervous about the whole like naked thing. That mm-hmm. didn't bother me. It was just more like I knew they were like doing like a whole photo shoot kind of thing. They had like a banner with Vita Nuda West. They were everybody was pretty much naked, which I'm like, dude, more power to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thing. It's just more like, at that time I wasn't really comfortable, like it was a new experience for me, so I wasn't really comfortable with anybody like documenting the experience. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to go for me and have a good time, and like I just don't want to have to worry about that other aspect of like, oh, like we're in a environment with complete strangers,
mm-hmm.
and people are going to take pictures, or people are going to be looking, or people are going to be glaring. It's not like free space. It's a free space. So mm-hmm. hot springs and beaches are like a free space where people can be clothed or naked.
Yeah.
It's not required to be naked. So if it was a place where it was like, oh, you need to be naked to be here, then that wouldn't be an issue. But when it's optional like that, it's just like, you never know who's going to be there and what they're going to be doing. And like, you always kind of have to be just like aware of your surroundings. So
mm-hmm.
I think that was like always in the back of my mind. Like, oh, who's there? Who's going to be looking? Who's going to be like trying to like take pictures of like naked girls,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. So
they're out there. Scary.
Yeah, but you know, you just have to, like anywhere, you have to just be conscious and aware of your environment. It's just like I said, I was enclosed the whole time, and there's like plenty of pictures of me and during that weekend with other nude people, and they're out there, like they're just documented. Like if you look it up, you can probably find them.
Yeah. So, well, then also probably going with people that you knew probably made you feel a bit better as well, right?
So yeah, I think I only knew a couple people though at that time, but still. Yeah, but yeah, but it made it more comfortable for sure, in that they were around the same age range as me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely like your first time, I would highly recommend like having some friends with you, yeah. You know.
Or even if you're like in a meetup or some kind of,
yeah.
Or there's an event going on, like, you know,
like, at least one person, you know.
At least one person. If not,
like, don't get discouraged, though, because you can totally go by yourself. It's not that big of a deal. But
I just think, like, an event or, like, a meetup or, like, some kind of social, like, aspect of, like, the environment would definitely help you kind of blend in and mingle.
Yeah. For sure. So you didn't get naked your first time.
So I didn't get naked at Deep Creek Hot Springs that particular time. But then the next time, some of the females that I met, like, a group, probably like 5-6 females, were going down to San Onofre, which used to be a free beach down in San Diego.
Not anymore,
but at that time, this was like almost 10 years ago. So at that time, it was a free beach, and they were all going down there for like the day. We had like we knew probably like 20 people that were going to be down there. So I was like, yeah, let's go. And so I got topless at the beach. And that was like, you know, nobody cared.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, why aren't you naked? Yeah. Well, so that was like the question I got. Why aren't you naked?
So like, everybody else is naked. Like
everybody else. Nude. Yeah. At least like the group was nude. Other people on the beach were like either fully naked or half clothed or, you know, clothed, whatever.
Yeah.
And then finally, maybe like a month or so later, a few of my friends were coming to Olive Dell Ranch for the day.
Olive Dell?
Yeah, Olive Dell Ranch. They were coming down like on a Sunday, which is like a chill day for most people. And so they asked me if I wanted to join them.
Mm-hmm.
I said sure. So nothing was going on.
Yeah.
But I did tell them on the way, on the drive to Olive Dell, that I was a little nervous because it was the first time I was going to be like fully naked in front of like complete strangers. Because the rule is at any nude resort, you have to take a tour around the nude resort fully naked. And that's kind of a way to just, like, deter, like, people who don't have the right intentions when visiting these types of places.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
who just want to sit in their clothes and look at
them. And, like, just, like, be gawkers. But,
yeah.
And Olive Dell Ranch is a family nudist resort. I'm not sure if Glen Eden a family resort? Glen Eden is De Anza? Yeah. I can't remember.
The three of them, yeah. So the three main ones in Southern, well, that we know of, Olive Dell, Glen Eden, and De Anza, they're all family nudist resorts, so you'll see.
Yeah, so.
A whole family there.
Really. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you got here at Olive Dell.
Got here at Olive Dell, and then just come down to the main area, which is like where the clubhouse, restaurant, pool, where you can find everything. Everything's kind of like a centrally located. And yeah, I think we went on a hike.
Yeah.
And she's like, my friend was like, you can take your sarong. So took our sarongs.
Yeah.
We did a little hike, I think around the, what's that thing called? The Deli Maze?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an Olive Del Maze.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's like there's short hiking trails, which mm-hmm. you can do like 5-10 minutes. And there's obviously longer trails, which will take you like an hour.
Yeah.
Or depending how far you want to go.
Yeah.
Could take a few hours. But yeah, we did like a short little hike. It's probably like 20, 30 minutes. And then came back down, went to the hot tub where all our friends were.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super chill.
Yeah.
Cool. And then, but even like before that experience, I was just like, you know what? Like it's, like, being around these people was just like being around any other friends, like, in a social environment.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, like, their purpose was just to, like, have a good time, make everybody feel comfortable, make everybody feel welcome. You know, some people had drinks, some people had, like, other, you know, substances.
Yeah.
Nobody was getting, like, too out of control.
Yeah.
With whatever, but everybody was just looking to have a good time, enjoy the environment that they were in, enjoy the people that were surrounded by them.
Yeah.
And enjoy it clothes-free.
Did you guys stay here that night?
We didn't stay here that day.
Yeah. So you couldn't get too messed up.
Well, I could have, but yeah. I wasn't driving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's the cool thing about Olivedale is they have cabins and stuff available. So,
and you could tent camp.
Yeah. Or you could tent camp. And it's super cheap. It's very affordable. And the cabins that they have, they're super awesome. Like, actually, this is one of them.
Yeah. It's pretty much basic roof on your head.
Yeah. And then a bed.
A bed.
And that's all.
Heater, yeah. Air conditioner.
But the good thing about it is you can, not saying that like you should get.
You don't have to worry.
Totally, yeah, you don't have to worry about driving home or DUIs or even just driving late at night. You know, you can just, you'll have a place to
lay stay. Your head,
you know.
Or even if they run out of cabins, if you bring a tent.
Yeah.
Or a sleeping bag or a hammock.
Yeah.
You can find somewhere to just stay.
Yeah, exactly. I stayed in a hammock one time here.
I think you told me.
Yeah, it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold. It was dumb. But it was fun. It was a good time. Yeah.
So what about you?
Me?
How'd you get into nudism, naturism?
I would never get naked in front of anybody.
Mm.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Let's see. So I was living in San Diego. I knew growing up, I loved being naked all the time. Any chance I got, my faintest memory that I have, I must have been maybe 8 or 9 years old. And I remember I had my robe on because I had a robe when I was little. And, everybody was doing something like outside in the back, and I remember I kept taking my robe, and we had bunk beds, and I would take my robe off while I was on my bunk bed, and I'd throw it to my brother's bunk bed, and I'd jump across. But it's like just that like feeling of like being all loosey-goosey, and like, I don't know, it was just like it, like I knew I loved being naked. And then all the time, any chance I had to like get naked, so mm-hmm. like even like sometimes like we'd all go swimming, and then it would be like nighttime or whatever, and my mom would be like, oh, like everybody, like come on, like dry off, whatever. We'd all take our swimming trunks off out when we got outside the pool. And then sometimes she'd be like, oh, well, there'll be like whatever, like we have to unplug the sweeper thing or whatever in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, I'll do it, but I'm naked. And like she would let us like jump in or whatever. Or like growing up with like 5 brothers, like it wasn't a big deal being naked in front of each other, because like
you're all boys.
You got 5 brothers. My mom's like having to give us all a bath at one time. She's like, all right, just run around real quick naked, and then you know, we'll finish the bath and then we'll all get dressed or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then as I started getting older, I remember like I started kind of like sneaking away. So we used to have like orange trees in the back of our house.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember like going in the back and just like taking my clothes, because nobody was there at all. It's like having that freedom. Like it wasn't even like a sexual thing. I just like, I felt so like, just felt so good to just like let like the air like hit my body.
Were you like in the sun?
Yeah, like, no,
just
like
in the feeling of being
yeah.
in the sun and outside.
And then I'd even like bring a blanket and I'll just lay there and like smell the oranges, and I don't know, it was just like a nice feeling. And then after high school, well, even in high school, like whenever I would even be like, I was like, oh yeah, we should all go streaking. Like, who said
or
that?
Skinny dipping.
Yeah, or skinny dipping, you know, whatever. Just so that somebody would be like, oh no, like, who's going to do it first? I'm like, oh, I'll do it. Like, even though, like, I brought it up.
You instigated it.
Yeah. So I don't know. But, and then after high school and college, kind of the same thing. And then when I was living in San Diego for a while, I just remember, like, I had roommates and stuff, but I just loved being naked the whole time. And luckily, like, my roommates were, like, lesbians, so, like, I didn't have to really worry about, like, the person I was with, being whatever. Yeah. So I just walk around and whatever. And then I remember thinking one day, like, dude, this is kind of weird. Like, why do I feel like I'm the only one who likes to be naked? Like, is this a thing? Do I have something wrong with me? Whatever. So I just looked up, like, being naked or something like that. And then after however many search results came up, Black's Beach came up in San Diego.
Yeah. Perfect.
So I was like, there's a fucking beach?
Right next to you.
Be naked at? Like, this is crazy. So obviously I didn't want to tell anybody because I was kind of afraid. All right, I'm just gonna sneak down there, see what this is about. Take the hike down there, and I remember the first time I brought this big old umbrella, and like I brought like my swim trunks, and I brought some towels and a blanket, whatever. The first time I went, it was a shitty day. It was like not rainy, but overcast. Super overcast. But I get out there, and there's only like 5 people on the beach, and I like put the umbrella in a certain spot where like nobody could see me. And I like remember like taking my shirt off, taking my pants off, and every time somebody would walk by, like cover up. I was so nervous, dude. It was weird. And then the second time I went, like, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to bring just shorts. That way, like, I'm already halfway naked, whatever. And I'd take my pants off and then, like, walk, like, 5 feet and then come back and then, like, put my pants back on. And then it kept getting progressively better because then, somebody came
up. So that was, like, your first, like, social.
Yeah. Yeah, like
being. Like, nudist experience, I guess you could say.
Yeah, my actual nudist experience, yeah. And then, like, somebody came and, like, talked to me. You know, and then I started having some, and then I would go and like talk to other people. Then obviously, like, I'm pretty good like reading, like, who wants to talk or who wants to just be left alone. So, like, you know, if somebody's like playing volleyball or whatever, I'd go and say hi to them or whatever. And then finally, one day I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, no umbrella, and I'm wearing jeans to the beach. That way I have to take, because it was a hot day.
Okay.
Like, so I have to take them off. Or I'm going to be fucking baking. And sure enough, like, I just had just the towel.
Mm hmm.
Took off my pants and it was either I'd be super hot or I'd be naked. So I decided to be naked. And then it started getting a little better. I started meeting some friends and some meetup groups and stuff. And then
we played volleyball down there.
Yeah. So when I was at Black's Beach, I remember looking back on it now, I feel like not necessarily a creep, but like I was kind of like hanging out in the volleyball area. Cause I'm very like, obviously like when I drink, I talk to a lot of people, but I wasn't drinking. So like, I wanted somebody to be like, hey, like, do you want to come play? But I didn't want to ask if I could play. So I kind of was, like, hanging out.
Why wouldn't you ask?
I don't know. I just got, like, nervous. Because, like, you know, being naked, you're in your most, like, vulnerable state. So that's hard to, like, I don't want to creep anybody out. And, like, and I know that there's creeps in the world. Like, it's inevitable. Whether your clothes are nude, you know, there's going to be creeps out there. But I didn't want to be that guy that was, like, creeping around and, like, being in places I didn't belong. So, like, I remember, like, the first time I played volleyball. I just walked over and was like, hey, like, do you guys need help setting up the courses? Because at Black's Beach, they set up the volleyball courses.
Courts,
yeah. Sorry.
No worries.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, like, you can help put out the banner, like, the little thingamajig or whatever. So I helped out. And he's like, hey, we're missing one player. Would you like to play? I was like, fuck yeah, I'll
play.
Got
your opportunity.
Bam, got it, dude. And then, yeah. And then played volleyball. It was super awesome. Like, dude, volleyball naked? That's where it's at right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then after from San Diego, I moved back to here, to where we're at.
Yeah.
This area. I don't know if
more inland.
Yeah, inland area. Yeah. And I'm like, dang, like, the beach now is so far away.
Yeah.
So then I started looking up, so then I found out about the word nudist. So I started looking up nudist. Where can it be nude? And then Deep Creek popped up. And then that meetup group I was a part of, which it's not around anymore, but Young Naturist America.
Mm-hmm.
They have a... the Instagram think, now but
think,
that that's not the that's
I
not the meetup
they still
that
have the meetup but like I don't think it's as organized. They don't have a what do you call it a founder or somebody who like sets up everything an organizer of the events.
Yeah, so actually before that I did the World Naked Bike Ride.
Oh yeah.
So because the meetup I was like kind of friends with the founder, the guy that was in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just come help out with this World Naked Bike Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Go to LA and you literally ride your bike throughout the entire, which you've done it before.
Downtown area.
Yeah.
And it's an super, organized event.
Yeah. It's an organized event.
Police,
the police
escorts.
Are involved. Yeah. They bring you through. Like, it's not illegal at all. But yeah, I don't know. It's
pretty liberating.
Cool. It really is. Dude, and I went all by myself. I didn't have any friends that were with me. Well, except for the people in the meetup. But, yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah, and going through, like, downtown, like, riding by the police station, the courthouse.
Yeah.
All so of that.
When everybody's, like, taking pictures.
Like, cars literally stopped to take pictures of all the naked bike riders. So,
but,
it's pretty amazing.
So, after the World Naked Bike Ride, moved back to inland area. And I was like, dude, that was super, like, I want that to be a part of my life. So I started looking up nudists. Oh, where can we be naked? And I found about Deep Creek, which is what you're talking about.
Deep Creek Hot Springs.
Hot Springs, yeah. So then we went there with the meetup. I was pretty comfortable with being naked. Not a big deal. But I wasn't really hanging out with, like, actual, like that meetup was only a few people. So I wanted to hang out, like, more friends and more, like, get more, like, social with it. So then I found Olivedale. And then, dude.
The rest is history.
Yeah. The day I found Olivedale, fuck. That's it. I knew I wanted, I knew that, that's what I wanted my life to be. So, but, yeah. And then, like, I guess, like, telling my family, so I got pretty lucky where, like, my family's not, like, really big on, they definitely wouldn't, like, shun anybody, or they wouldn't, like, they don't really judge. So I remember, like, I told my mom, just because she's really, like, open-minded, and she was super happy for me. She's like, oh my god, like, that's so awesome, like, you're totally a hippie, whatever. And then I was like, all right, but you can't tell anybody. Don't tell dad, don't tell anybody. And of course they're married, so she fucking told my dad. I'm like, fuck. So then I remember we were helping my dad with some trailer, or like doing something at the house. He said something about me, like, running with my pants off or something like that, or something about me being naked. And my brothers were all there. Like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, your brother's a nudist or a naked, whatever, dude. And
a naked warrior.
Something, yeah. And it was so weird. And I was just like, what the fuck? And in a way, I kind of, I don't know, I was a little mad because I'm like, dad, it wasn't the time to tell anybody, whatever. But whatever. Fast forward to now, fucking, I don't care. Everybody knows. All my family. Everybody. So, but yeah. I don't know. It's still cool. Super nice. So, yeah. Do you want to talk about your family?
Not really.
So, yeah. But, yeah. So, so then kind of how, like, Our Naked Story started was, so me and Liz, so obviously if you guys kind of put the two timelines together, like, we were both at Olivedale, like, kind of the same exact time. But we never met each other for probably close to, like, 5 years.
Never crossed paths.
Yeah, we were just, we were coming here and
at the same events.
We'd even be here at the same exact events and we just never met each other. I had somebody, I think you were single, something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of just, the universe kind of just connects you when you're ready.
Had a plan, you know, for us, I guess.
Because I always tell them, like, oh, I wish I would have met you, you know, when I first started this. But that's not how it works. It's just, we met each other at the perfect times. Like, we had, well, I have an article on it, but long story short, at a party here, and yeah, we finally met each other. Since then,
been naked ever since.
Naked every since. Yeah, we're not in here right now because it's pretty cold. Sorry guys, but
it's like California 50 is cold for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys will like the summer podcast because we'll be naked, but right now. It's too cold, even for entertainment. But yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of how it started. And then we started with, we just took some pictures with each other and then started a Tumblr page. And then, Tumblr was actually doing really good.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good following. A lot of people interested, especially a lot of younger people interested. You know.
And we're more trying to, like, just, like, these are our pictures, like, of us, our experiences, like, having fun.
Our.
That's what I said.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Our experiences, having, like, fun, like, what we do when we're here at the, like, resort.
Or for anywhere where you can be naked.
Anywhere
where
we can be naked, but, like, yeah, us having a good time.
Yeah. And that's why we're so excited to have this. So, like, once the Tumblr started, we had a good following, and then started an Instagram page, which hopefully some of you guys follow us in there too. I don't know. We just like, we want you guys to have all this information. Cause I remember when I first started, it was so hard to try to find all this information out there. There was, you know, there's difference between, you know, nudists and swingers and lifestyle and this. And I'm like, well, I don't want it, that part of it, but I want this. And it's there's so much out there. So like for us, it's a nudist. Like it's got nothing to do about the sex part. It's just hang out with friends naked. You know, that's really as simple as it gets. But that's why we're super excited to have you guys join us. And so we started this. But
there is website. Information out there. That's how we.
There is.
Start, like, that's definitely how you started. Mm-hmm. And that's how, like, I learned more about, like, other events, like the nude cruise.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, different resorts around, like, the country.
Yeah.
And, like, in other countries.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You do need to, like, at least, like, invest some time and do some research, like, depending on your location to find where it's safe to be naked.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, indoors, obviously, you can be naked.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah, just be careful out there, you know. Obviously, we don't want anybody, as much as we would love for the world to be walking around all willy-nilly, you know. Sorry. seriously, be safe, be legal out there.
Yeah, be conscious of, like, your location and, like, the laws.
Yeah. So, hopefully, I'm going to try posting at least California's law on it. I don't know it by heart, but I used to always carry the paper with me in case anything happened.
Yeah, and if you're a member of ANR, American Association of Nude Recreation, like, I'm not going to say, like, you can be naked anywhere, but, like, at least in protected areas, you have them behind you who will protect you in case you get in those, like, little, those gray areas where somebody might try and sue you or something.
Yeah.
If you're naked in an environment where you may, where the areas were gray.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't sure if you'd be naked, but, like, some laws say you're naked, some places say you're, like, it depends on the county, state, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do your, like, stuff like that.
Do your research.
Yeah. Stuff like that, like, legalities part of it. Do your research. For us, for our website, we'll, like, we just want you guys to have the information available on what you should do your first time you go, what you should be expecting, like, the do's and don'ts of going to a nudist resort and stuff like that, you know, putting a towel down.
Yeah, we'll only put areas where you can legally and safely be naked.
Exactly, yeah.
We're not gonna, like, tell you to go some random place and, like, yeah, here's okay to be nude, just in case.
Yeah,
no.
So, as we said, and so, obviously, everybody who's listening to this, you're either interested, you're already a nudist, or you're not too sure, whatever it is, just, you know, I don't know, just have, like, the main thing is just having a good time, and that's really what it all comes down to. Whether you're naked or not, that's really not the huge, like, message of everything. It's just having that freedom, whether you have a shirt on or a shirt off, whatever. It's just good to be surrounded by good people. It's good to be surrounded by people that you love or that love you.
Or open-minded people.
Yeah, open-minded, you know. So, but, yeah. I don't know. We're just super excited to finally start this. And we got the webcam working, which is cool. So,
are we recording?
We are. Say hi.
Are you going to post this?
Probably. Yeah. So,
anything else?
I think that's it. Yeah, today's going to be a short one. The other podcasts we've had, they've been roughly about...
I don't even know.
Maybe about an hour and a half to 3 hours, I would say. That's a big jump. Sorry.
So, but, well, after we edit it, it's probably like an hour and a half.
I don't know. There's a couple that are 3 hours. So, but thank you guys so much, seriously, for following us. Thanks for even just getting
your interest
to our page. Yeah, your interest. And don't be afraid. Like, if you're, like, even questioning anything about it, you don't have to push yourself to anything. You don't have to do it tomorrow. You know, just take your time. If you, like, I don't know. I feel like getting comfortable with yourself first before you get out to social is definitely the way to go. So get home when you shower, instead of just showering and then putting your clothes back on when you're done. I don't know, maybe
check yourself out.
Yeah. Do that. Or make breakfast, or, like, do your laundry, or
walk around the house naked.
Yeah. I was going to say make breakfast, but if you make bacon.
Yeah. Be careful.
I learned that the hard
way. Wear an apron at least.
Do not cook bacon naked. That's
Definitely be comfortable with yourself, but But you know, if like if the opportunity presents itself to be like naked amongst friends,
yeah,
and you're comfortable with it, just go
take
with it.
Yeah.
Like Naked Wandering said, say yes, yes, yes to every opportunity that presents itself.
Yeah.
Cause
except for heroin. Don't
well,
do heroin.
Yeah. Well, that's a different story, but yeah. But yeah. No, just embrace anything that comes your way. If as long as it's in your line of sight, as long as like you feel comfortable doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're so awesome.
There you go. Oh, you gave me a real high five.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, guys. Well, yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. But stay tuned for some cool podcasts. We're going to be posting one a week.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. No, we are. We made a promise to these people, man. We're going to fulfill it. But yeah. So thank you guys so much for watching or listening, whatever you're doing.
Or wandering.
Or wandering. Or gathering.
Or gathering.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're not clear on the website, so
just send Blake a message. And
just
like,
send me a message.
What the fuck?
Just go to contact.
Is this?
Yeah, I'll explain it. It's not too complicated, but I could see it getting a little weird. So Naked Gatherers, it's free.
You know, there you go.
Fucking
free information.
Yeah, free information. You get the blogs.
The basics.
Yeah, but then Naked Warriors. So on our page, you'll say become a Naked Warrior. You get all the podcasts. You get all the articles, the whole shebang. We'll even give you $1,000.
Just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
We don't even have the $1,000.
Yeah. I think I have like $1.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it to you guys.
We have $2.
Yeah. We love
between
you guys.
Between us.
Yeah. But. Yeah.
But Naked Warriors.
Yeah.
If you sign up for it, it's like, it's $2 a month?
$2 a month, yeah.
Yeah, $2 a month.
Yeah.
Get everything that we have to offer.
It's the price of two cookies, a Subway.
There you go. I mean, and it pays for all the time mostly Blake, had to figure out how to, like, present this information to you in a compact, nice and neat.
Yeah, super easy. Click blogs if you want to see some articles. Click podcasts
yeah.
if you want to see some podcasts.
But since we've never done anything like this, we had to like educate ourselves on how to present it to you in like a easy format.
Yeah.
Basically.
We got you guys. We want to take away all the hardships, all the...
Exactly. Like, you don't have to do the research now. We're presenting
yeah.
it to you.
We got you. We're going to do the research
you.
For you.
Exactly.
Mainly if you're in Southern California. If you're anywhere
mostly
else...
Mostly in California, but we
We'll
are,
go there.
We are kind of... being a little bit jet setters.
We are. I don't know if
we're
that
gonna
means
be,
we are.
We're going to be going to Florida pretty soon on a nude cruise.
We are.
To
actually, we're going to launch. We're launching this. I'm going to launch this probably like
to Bahamas, Jamaica, Honduras, and Mexico.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, dude.
Should be a good time.
Should be. It's going to be.
It's going to
sure.
be.
I'm so excited. Dude, yeah. Look how white my skin is. I'm gonna get tan as fuck. Look like her.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a lot of knowledge, at least for our area,
mm-hmm.
between the two of us. And we already kind of know like how to do the research when we go to other countries or other places within the US.
Yeah.
To kind of like be nude in different areas. We already like kind of like know how to like filter and search for that kind of recreation activity. So
yeah.
We're kind of just condensing it for you to make it a little bit easier
mm-hmm.
to find
and we know,
that information.
Yeah, and we have pretty good connection with some people who are involved
yeah.
in the
same kind
yeah.
of thing.
So actually, yeah, so if you guys need, so say you're in, I don't know, Maine, or what is Maine?
East
yeah.
Coast, yeah.
Somewhere, and you're like, oh, I don't really know how to, I don't want to do the research, whatever. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna get back to you as soon as I can. Give me some time. But just tell me like, hey, I live in this city. I want to be naked somewhere. Let me know, and we'll do
what
the
about
research.
Different countries. It's a little bit more
no,
difficult,
we can find
but
too.
We
can. Yeah, we have other.
We have people. Some people who have traveled around the world.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guarantee you, it's gonna be like in your immediate area.
Yeah, yeah. But you might.
It's out there.
Yeah. So, but you can hit us up at We have two emails. I need to find out what the legit. We have our own email.
Well, how about you just say like the main one that you're gonna be checking.
The main one I'm gonna be checking is ournakedstory@gmail.com.
There you go. Just that one.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. But yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, cool. Well, thank you for your time. Thanks for letting us drink some alcohol with you guys. Water. We can drink alcohol.
I think we're just drinking alcohol amongst you and I. So, cheers.
Cheers. But if you're watching,
cheers.
This, yeah, if you're drinking alcohol,
Naked Story.
Cheers,
listeners.
Yeah, this is our first one. I'm so excited, and we figured out the freaking video camera thing.
We figured
today.
Out a lot to present this to you. So,
yeah.
You're welcome.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, yeah, she's crazy.
Okay, cut that out, babe.
Not cutting anything out. All right. Well, cool. Well, awesome, right. Guys. We'll be safe out there. Be smart. Okay.
Do your research.
Do your research. But continue to follow us and
protect yourselves against the sunburn. You know.
Yeah, wear sunscreen, especially if it's your first time. It's gonna hurt really bad. I got sun burnt on my butt one time. You can't sit down. You can't even drive home. It's bad. You don't get sunburned though.
I have been sunburned a few times.
How you?
But
got that Native American
different,
skin.
It's a different story.
Yeah, she'll like be on this. She'll like, dude. One time she was on her laptop. For like 5 minutes, and then she had a laptop.
Tan on my legs.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I don't know if we love you yet, but
we like
thank you.
You.
We like you. Yeah,
thank
you
for your
cool.
interest.
Yeah. Thank
we
you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. So. You can say it's our website.
Okay. Well.
We're not going to. But yeah. All right, guys. We'll have an awesome day or night. If this is nighttime for you, then have a great night. This is daytime for you in the morning. Have
good,
a great day at
morning.
Work. And if your boss is an asshole, tell him to stop being an asshole.
Okay.
Or if you're the asshole boss, then
chill out.
Calm down.
Get naked.
Yeah, get naked. Take your pants off.
Have a beer.
Yeah, have a beer at work. Get naked at work.
Chill
don't,
out. Oh, God, all right, well, chill, all right. Okay.
All right, don't get naked at work. But anyways. All right, guys. Well,
all right, cheers.
All right.
Peace out.
Bye.